Truth to be taught tactfully. Had Paul's oration been a direct attack on the gods and the great men of the city, he would have been in danger of meeting the fate of Socrates. But with a tact born of divine love, he carefully drew their minds away from heathen deities, by revealing to them the true God. Today the truths of Scripture are to be brought before the great men of the world, that they may choose between obedience to God's law and allegiance to the prince of evil. God does not force them to accept truth, but if they turn from it, he leaves them to be filled with the fruit of their own doings. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Many great scholars and statesmen, the world's most eminent men, will in these last days turn from the light. Yet God's servants are to communicate the truth to these men. Some will take their place as humble learners at the feet of Jesus, the Master Teacher. In the darkest hour there is light above. The strength of those who love and serve God will be renewed day by day. The understanding of the infinite is placed at their service, that they may not err. The light of God's truth is to shine amid the darkness that enshrouds our world. There is to be no despondency in God's service. God is able and willing to bestow on his servants the strength they need, and he will more than fulfill the highest expectations of those who put their trust in him.